Ukraine's President Zelensky made a striking claim today that his country is very close to developing its own ballistic missile capabilities. This represents a significant escalation in Ukraine's defense strategy and raises complex questions about arms control, regional stability, and NATO's role in supporting Ukrainian military development.
From a strategic perspective, indigenous ballistic missile capability would fundamentally alter Ukraine's position in any future negotiations with Russia. Currently, Ukraine depends on Western-supplied weapons systems with range limitations and usage restrictions. Domestically produced missiles would give Ukraine greater operational flexibility and reduce dependence on continued Western military aid.
The technical challenges are substantial, though. Ballistic missile development requires sophisticated guidance systems, propulsion technology, and manufacturing capabilities that typically take years or decades to develop. Ukraine's claim suggests they've either made remarkable progress in indigenous development or have received significant technological assistance from NATO partners.
Meanwhile, European Union defense ministers met in Cyprus to address the release of 6.6 billion euros in frozen defense aid for Ukraine. High Representative Kallas indicated that Hungary's new minister has cleared the path for releasing these European peace facility funds, which represents a significant diplomatic breakthrough given Hungary's previous resistance to military aid packages.
The EU's decision to begin Iran sanctions over navigation threats is directly connected to these developments. By targeting Iranian entities that support Houthi maritime attacks, European leaders are trying to address both Middle Eastern shipping disruptions and Iranian support for Russia's war effort. It's a coordinated approach to multiple security challenges.
NATO's response to Russian provocations is also escalating. French Rafale jets shot down an unidentified drone over Latvia after it crossed from Russian airspace, the first time NATO forces have engaged Russian aircraft or drones over Baltic territory. This represents a significant threshold crossing that could establish new precedents for responding to Russian military provocations.
The incident over Latvia is particularly significant because it demonstrates NATO's willingness to use lethal force against Russian military assets when they violate member state airspace. Previous incidents involved diplomatic protests and increased patrols, but actually shooting down Russian equipment represents a new level of direct military engagement. Xi Jinping's op-ed calling for multipolarity ahead of his Pyongyang visit adds another layer of complexity. China is positioning itself as an alternative to Western-led security arrangements, while simultaneously maintaining economic relationships with European countries that are supporting Ukraine. It's a delicate balancing act that could become increasingly difficult as conflicts escalate. Looking ahead, the key question is whether Ukraine's claimed ballistic missile capabilities will accelerate peace negotiations or further escalate the conflict. If Ukraine can credibly threaten Russian territory with domestically produced weapons, it might force Russia to reconsider the costs of continued warfare. Alternatively, it could prompt Russian escalation before Ukraine's new capabilities become fully operational.